Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
We're still talking about hearing God's voice, and we now are actually going to air this one toward the end of March, so March 25, I believe, Monday the 25th.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So we're heading into that. We're
heading into Easter week, actually.
Yeah, right? That's right.
That will be Easter week.
Now that is, isn't it? Isn't Easter right?
Yeah.
That first
Easter's that last weekend in March this year.
It is. Oh boy.
Yeah, it's early. Yeah.
Oh, great. That'll be fun. We'll have to celebrate that for sure.
Absolutely.
So we're having a good time discussing hearing God's voice, and we shared about being a good listener, and how critical that is to the process. If we're going to hear God's voice, He's speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, as you kind of implied, is that one, we're just going too fast.
Right.
It's like I gotta get going, and you just move too fast. Which, by the way, is why we don't listen to our spouse as much either.
Right. Yeah, that's so true too.
Because we're just going too fast. But he says you're gonna have to slow down, take the time, enjoy. And I think he set it up this way purposely. Which is, if you walk with me,
mm-hmm.
and he uses the word purposely, walk, is you're at a pace that is very comfortable,
mm-hmm.
and we're in dialogue together, and I purposely set it up that way to make you slow down,
mm-hmm.
to be able to enjoy the process of just being with me and me with you. And recognize that my timing is always perfect, and it's never needs a. There's never a rush to it.
Good.
And if there's something coming up, I'll give you a heads up and give you time to process it. Walk with me and enjoy me. And there is a pace about it, which means I'm willing to learn to be a good listener, so that I'm receiving what you're saying. And then I dialogue with you, Father, about what does it mean? I don't quite understand it. How do I process this? What do I do next? You know, kind of like you gave this great example last week that would have aired last Wednesday, is you had the spot open, you know, for mm-hmm. a retreat. And normally, and by the way, because of what we do, our retreats usually are anywhere from 3 to 6 couples.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that, is we can't do big at all, because then it goes from the experience of hearing God's voice to listening to somebody talk about hearing God's
voice.
Right.
Yeah, you want it to be very personal, and that they're engaging and experiencing.
Yeah, and they have to experience it. So we have to, by definition, particularly because we end the retreat with an exercise that we then all participate in. We don't have time to do it bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
So by definition, it's always small. And the way that we typically do it, and that is if somebody says, hey, I heard about this, or I have people that I know that would like to come to this because I changed my life, you know, could we set up a retreat? And we usually just set it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we start with 2 or 3 couples. If we can set on a date that works for us and works for you, okay, we'll set it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start inviting others. And we don't even care if we don't get any more. If we have 3 or 4 people, or 3 or 4 couples, that's fine. We don't purposely work hard, other than we do say if they're available and they know people, we'd love to have them come. So typically, if you have an opening that comes up, we would say, okay, let's go see if first we could fill it, if there's anybody mm-hmm. interested. And you even said it, we typically would have what we call a wait list.
Yeah.
Of people that have indicated, if you have something, I'd like to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But before you did that, what did you do?
Ask God.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I should preface that to be perfectly clear. I initially, you know, filled, and then there was a spot left, and sent it out to a couple of people on the wait list that I thought were a good fit with the word that God had given us for. This is somebody that, you know, this is a group that's going to be entrusted.
Yep.
And then no sooner had I sent that than basically God's like, you know what? Don't send any more off the wait list. I have someone and I'm bringing it to you.
Right.
And so then I'm like, uh-oh, I just, you know, and so then I promptly get text back from all of those that they were unable to come. I'm like, okay, so thank you, God, you're moving this. And then I paused and waited for him.
Yeah.
Because he specifically said, I have someone specific, wait, don't go ahead onto the list. And this person is not on that list.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I did not even know the person.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting. And then God brought them in my path and nudged me immediately as they ask about it. And God was like, yeah, this is who I was talking about. Now invite them.
Right. All right. And when you think about, he says, I want you to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
Deny self, listen to what I have to say, and follow me. Okay, now, if we understand that, and this would be true of anything we do, why would we follow anybody? What would have to be true for us to decide we're going to follow anybody?
One, we'd have to trust them.
Yeah.
And two, we'd have to know where they're going. We'd have to be hearing something to be able to follow, hearing or seeing something to be able to follow, right?
Yeah. And that I know and understand that they are going to lead me to something good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't purposely,
that comes back to that trust.
You
right?
don't purposely say, well, I don't know. They could lead me to something bad. I'm not really sure I want to follow them. Because
mm-hmm.
it seems like they could lead me to something bad. And if something's bad, I don't want to participate in that.
Right.
So probably I'm not willing to follow them. And here's the rub, is that there's a struggle with believing that about God.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. If I look at my life and I've been walking it on my own,
mm-hmm.
which is typical for a believer. Henry Blackaby, by the way, who we gave a tribute to that just passed away. I used to teach with him. And he always made a statement. He said, I was surprised at how many people that he comes across that are Christians that live as practical atheists.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's kind of surprising to me that everybody is actually operating on their own as a practical atheist. They say they believe in God, but they actually operate on their own, and they're not experiencing the life of God. If I'm doing that way, I'm in a world and I'm not, remember he said, you're not following me, you're following self in a very difficult place. That's pretty awful.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of life are you going to have?
Right.
You're going to have
pretty awful.
You're going to have a pretty awful, difficult, hard mm-hmm. struggle. And people said, well, pray. I pray, God, would you, but it never seems to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a false belief, and that's this. And by the way, it's taught a lot, even in worship songs.
Mm-hmm.
God is completely in control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if I'm a child of God and he's completely in control, then he's in control of what happens to me. Yep. Well, then how do all these bad things happen to me? I guess it's that I'm unlucky.
Right. Or is he really good?
Or is he really that good? Or is it just he just kind of leaves it alone and says, yeah, you're going to have a tough life, but I get to go to heaven. I don't believe that God is good or leading me to good because
mm-hmm.
I have a false understanding of what's going on. And so when people and I say, well, and they usually come and it's the same for you is. I have difficulty, I have trouble, I have problems, I need help, and everyone else is telling me to just live with it,
mm-hmm.
but somebody said that you have a different perspective on this, you know, what is it? You know, well,
right.
I said God will deliver goodness to you, I guarantee mm-hmm. it. Of course, that shocks them, like, oh, I don't see how that's going to work, and I said, I understand. I said, because of the truth of who God is, he guarantees you that he'll resolve things and he will make things work for your benefit and will bless you. Now, I said, I don't know how, I don't know when, I can't tell you what that looks like. I just know that he says he will. Would you have a heart to go?
Right.
They say, well, I'm not sure, because at the moment, in a sense, and this is what you said, I really don't trust God.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I? Because it doesn't seem to work out. I said, I get that. I said, well, actually, let me, if you would, let me show you how to become a good listener.
Mm.
And abide with him. And if you abide with him and learn to walk with him and listen to him, he will start to lead you and guide you into the goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a try? And a lot of them say, I'm not sure about that. I said, tell you what. How's it working out for you?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you try it for 30 days? Because in 30 days, if you learn to listen and process,
mm-hmm.
in 30 days, you'll start to see the goodness of God. And you'll see some things that'll be cool, and you'll say, okay, I'll keep going. And I said, if 30 days you've done that faithfully, and you got nothing, just mm-hmm. tell me to go jump in a lake. Rich, you don't know what you're talking about. And I said, go back to your crappy life.
Right.
And so, okay. So I can't just say, trust God. First of all, they don't.
Right.
And trust comes from him, not from you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn to walk into it. So that's why we teach, you and I teach, abiding.
Right.
You have to get connected.
It's all about connecting
and
to the vine.
And become a
right.
good listener. Okay. Now, if you listen, and I'll walk with you to help get discernment and clarity about what you're hearing and the steps to take,
mm-hmm.
you'll see the blessing of God that's guaranteed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we got, you know, all of our leaders are in that spot that they learned that, including Lynn and I, because we were in a place where we didn't think it was real either.
Right.
And God said, well, learn this. And then as you learn it, you start to realize, well, why would I not listen? Because mm-hmm. of the covenant, and that your will is best and none better, and I now know that, so of course I want to follow you. And see, that the tricky part is at the beginning,
right?
Because it's not a natural, realist, or automatic response. At the moment, most Christians said, "Why do I even want to bother?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's give it a try. There's a truth about this, and all we can do is tell you. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And once you learn that, see, it's not you explain it away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, some things are good, but most things are bad, but I can explain it away. No, they're all good. I'm talking all.
Mm.
They're all good. It's spectacular. It's phenomenal. By the way, it doesn't mean you don't have trouble.
Right. Because it says, in this world, you will have trouble.
So it's not putting you in a bubble. But rather, in the trouble you've got and are going to have and keep having, I'll do goodness. Because he said, I promise you that. Okay, so let's go to Genesis 12, 1 to 3. And we'll talk about some verses here that help us understand that we can trust God in the covenant. Genesis 12, 1 to 3.
Now the Lord said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Yeah, and we have a whole course on the covenant, but basically it starts here in Genesis. I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's eternal. It lasts forever. It's for everybody that has a heart to follow. And I will bless you to make you a blessing in every situation you got. I'm going to turn it into a place where you will be blessed, and then you will be a blessing to others in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Receive it and give it away. Receive it and give it away. But you'll recognize it's not a kinda.
Mm-hmm.
It's not once in a while. It's not, well, you're unlucky. It's no, I'll deliver it 100% of the time, all the time. And you start to recognize it's absolutely true. And by the way, the think about it. How could you learn that? It's got to happen.
Yeah. You have to learn it by experience, right?
If it doesn't happen, we would all just say, this is baloney. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Just you get to go to heaven. And yeah, it's going to be awful. I can't say anything about the covenant because it's, I don't really experience it. And God says, mm-hmm. Let's go see. You and I can say, oh my gosh, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. And so the next thing that you have, next thing that I have, what do we think? This ought to be interesting.
Right.
God's going to give us, I know God's going to give us the covenant. And I don't know how yet. And it seems not possible, but he's going to. And he does, and he does, and he does, and we can trust it. Okay, now he makes another statement in Romans 8, 28 and 29. A lot of people know this verse, but they don't live it. Romans 8, 28, 29.
Sure, it says. Oops, wrong page. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Yeah. And then he goes on to talk about, if God is for you, who can be against you? And, mm-hmm. I'll deliver this to you. So he says, how many things work out together for good?
All things.
Okay, all things. And see, the word things is purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... and all of your stuff will be interpreted through spiritual explanation, and eventually you'll see it as good. No, he says, the things that you're facing,
right?
The circumstances you're facing, the stuff you're facing, I'll work it all out for good. And it's your good. And the word good there is spectacular, supernatural, excellent, fabulous answers. Mm-hmm. I'll work every one of them out. All things. The word all is pretty important. All for good. Now, when you look at scripture, you got to understand what it says, what it doesn't say. Does it say if you've never caused yourself trouble?
No.
No. If you're living in, the economic conditions that are favorable.
No.
No. It just says all things.
Mm-hmm.
Even the things we caused because we weren't following him and we wound up in trouble. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, that's okay. How about now, which is what we call the gospel, the good news. I can resolve this now. Even if you caused it,
mm-hmm.
I will come and I'll restore this. I'll fix it. I can deliver the covenant and make things all work together for good. There's no... reason, the only condition is if you love me, if you have a heart to follow me,
mm-hmm.
and listen to my direction, and I'll deliver the covenant, and I'll make everything you got, all things work together for good, you can trust it. And mm-hmm. you and I know, and even the ones that we've caused ourselves, which we've have it, we each have a history of some of that, is, I kind of know why I got in this mess.
Yep.
Okay, he said, that's okay. Have you repented? Yep. Have you come back to me? Yep. Okay, how about now?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just take care of it. It wasn't my original intention, mm-hmm. and your path would have been a lot easier had you not done what you did.
Right.
But now that you're here, and now that you're able to follow me, how about if I fix it now?
Yeah. I think one of the things that people struggle with there's lots that they struggle with in this, but one of the things also comes to when other people are in play.
So
let's say, for example, if your child has gone astray and is doing something, and maybe I'm repentant of, and I'm seeing my part, and I'm seeking God, and I'm wanting to hold all things work together for good, but I also know there's free will of another person involved that I have no direct control over. And so then I've been in conversations with moms, and they're looping on how does this verse apply?
Yeah.
How can I believe that all things would work together for good? So maybe speak to that a little bit, because I think that is a common struggle for people.
Yeah.
When other people's wills are involved as well.
Yeah. I have one going on right now. Got a call from a woman. She's a grandmother. has kids, adult kids, and then has grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I'm really upset, and I don't know what to do about this. And as far as I'm concerned, and see, I can't see where this is going to have any good to it.
Right.
Okay, what? You know, what's going on? Well, my daughter-in-law, who's got kids, will not allow those kids to ever travel and be with us at our house.
Mm.
And by the way, they have a fabulous beach house that would be great for the kids to go to.
Right.
You know? And she wants to, you know, serve that. And she said she had something happen to her when she was young. And so she's an over-controlling mother that won't let the kids away from them.
Mm-hmm.
and just let them come. And we can't enjoy them, and it's hard, and it's difficult, and I'm upset, and I'm mad. And if she would change her mind,
mm-hmm.
then everything could work together for good. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now think about the statement. What's the key as you say that? What are we saying? I've decided
mm-hmm.
what is good.
Right, I've defined what is good, right?
I've defined yeah. what is good. And God, you have the power. Make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Make all things work together for good, and I'm telling you what's good.
right.
And God says, "Well, there's a couple things here, honey. I know more than you.
Mm-hmm.
I will make it work together for good if you have a heart." And He said, "There is something you need to understand. The circumstances, the things you're involved with life, involve other people's free will."
Right. In a fallen world, yeah.
In a fallen world. And I don't overcome that mm-hmm. free will.
Right.
Because if I did, I mean, and I keep saying, and even said this woman, I said, look, if God could do that,
mm-hmm.
and He could just overcome everybody's free will, what would it look like right now? No evil. Everybody would become believers.
Mm-hmm.
And they do all things that God forces them to do. He said, I could do that, but now I've got robots,
mm-hmm.
and there's no love with robots.
Right.
He said, it's all by choice, and I don't violate their free wills. I invite them to do it, but I don't violate, you know, their free wills. But I can still make all things work together for
right.
good. And so I said, okay, let's look at this scenario a little bit. Number one, is your heart in peace?
Mm-hmm.
No. She said, no. Okay.
Right.
One thing, do you understand why not? Well, I'm kind of mad and kind of upset mm-hmm. about this. I said, yeah. I said, have you forgiven your daughter-in-law?
Right.
No. No, and I'm not gonna, you know, and... I said, remember, it's different between forgiveness and reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
This is just between you and God. And in order for all things to work together for good, the first good for you is a free heart.
Right.
And He can do that regardless of what your daughter-in-law is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about forgiveness. And it's about your heart with God and having a freedom about that to be able to process that truth. Okay. I said, you have to have a heart to listen and to follow His path to the good. Because
mm-hmm.
He's the guy that defines it, not us.
Right.
And what does He care about? Freedom, joy, peace, and resolution that you feel good about.
Mm-hmm.
And He'll get you there. Are you willing to go? Yep, I am. Okay. So I said, when you work through that, that's step one, listen, process, get forgiveness. Then He'll tell you step two.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a little bit of discussion about that of, okay, what is your heart in creating memories and influence with these grandchildren and joy of being with them? And I said, well, there's all kinds of possibilities. And I asked her a question. Is she preventing you from seeing them at all?
Right.
No. Is she preventing you from talking to him at all? No.
Okay.
I said, well, there's all kinds of possibilities with this.
Yeah.
That He can lead you to a place where He starts to show you how he can fulfill your life with a solution to this. But it's not going to be the way you want it, because what you want is that person to let them come to your house.
Right.
But there's all kinds of different ways, other ways to do it.
There's lots of other ways, yes.
And actually, you're not in a position that is, I mean, even you could even be extreme where they won't even let you see him, which is possible. Mm-hmm. Even then, God has a solution for it. Trust it. And you'll see the good, and the good will feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be peace. It'll be joy.
And there will be peace, yes.
It'll be, okay, I see that. Oh, look at this. And I said, remember one thing. Whatever you're involved in, the story's not over.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe today it looks this way, but
right.
a year from now might be different. And maybe there's a softening, and maybe something happens that they actually say, could you take the kids?
Mm-hmm.
I said, now, we don't know that yet, but don't presume that the story's over.
Right.
And just take it right now, enjoy it right now, and have God show you what it means for you to enjoy the kids, to influence the kids, and create good memories for the kids. Okay.
That's so good.
Okay. All right. I can process that. And so what we have to do is shift the discussion from my definition of good.
Exactly.
To God's definition. And there is a big issue with that, and that's called timing. We want it. Here's what I'd like to have happen.
Right.
And by the way, if it's good, let's have it right now. He said, no, it may be a while. It might even be years. But you can still enjoy good while you're doing that.
Right.
Because you're walking with me. I'll give you the confidence. I'll give you the insight.
Do you trust me?
I'll give you the covenant. You can be blessed to be a blessing. And it's all about all things work together for good if you have a heart to follow me into the good.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, I'll get you there. And all you and I can say is, you know, we've fallen into that trap. We've defined what we want as good.
Yeah.
He keeps reminding us, nope, don't define it. Let me define it.
Mm-hmm.
Walk with me into it. And when we do, it's good. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, I would have never thought it could get to this place. Wow.
Right.
This is good. And he promises it. So, Father, we thank you for that truth. And thank you for the question about this is that where's the struggle? The struggle is we try to define our own good and then want you to deliver it, particularly when there's free will. And so we just pray that we know that we can still get an answer. We can still have it all work together for good, that you are so sovereign and capable that you can deliver that despite the circumstances, despite the opposition, despite the free will. We, if we follow you, can receive the good. And may we receive it, live it, and enjoy it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. And thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministry.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.